From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. It's on to round two in Colombia. Challenger Oscar Iván Zuluaga defeated the incumbent president Juan Manuel Santos in Sunday's presidential election. WLRN's Tim Padgett says Colombia's peace process hangs in the balance.
Oscar Iván Zuluaga is a right-wing former finance minister. He upset Santos with 29% of the vote to the president's 26%. Because neither candidate won a majority, they'll face off in a second round on June 15th. Zuluaga was able to capitalize on growing skepticism about Santos's current peace talks with Colombia's Marxist guerrillas, the FARC. Zuluaga has pledged to halt those negotiations. Experts like Bruce Bagley of the University of Miami say despite Colombia's recent boom, Santos was also hurt by economic discontent.
There are pockets of problems with the pension system, the social security system, health system. There is an agrarian strike going on among peasants.
To save his re-election bid, Santos is bringing former Colombian President Cesar Gaviria on as his new campaign director. Santos could pick up enough votes from Sunday's losing candidates to overtake Zuluaga in the runoff. He might also benefit from a growing intelligence hacking scandal involving Zuluaga. But Bagley says Santos is in a harder-than-expected fight.
There's no question that President Santos has a very tough road to hoe and a very difficult election.
Colombia recently passed Argentina as South America's second-largest economy. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.